From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. President Donald Trump says he will do whatever is necessary to reach a Middle East peace agreement, and he believes there is a very good chance of bringing Israel and the Palestinians together. Trump met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in the Oval Office, and the president said he would love to be a mediator, an arbitrator, or a facilitator between the two sides.
I'm committed to working with Israel and the Palestinians to reach an agreement. But any agreement cannot be imposed by the United States or by any other nation. The Palestinians and Israelis must work together to reach an agreement that allows both peoples to live, worship, and thrive and prosper in peace.
Abbas spoke through an interpreter and said, "We are coming into a new opportunity, a new horizon that would enable us to bring about peace." Syrian activists say a large explosion in a northern town along the border with Turkey has killed at least four people and wounded many others. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the death toll in the town of Azaz is likely to climb after Wednesday's blast. The Syrian armed opposition said it stopped participating in the talks on resolving the Syrian crisis being held in the Kazakh capital, Astana. The opposition is demanding an end to government bombardment of the areas under its control. Ahmad Ramadan, a spokesman for political opposition SNC, said the delegation has suspended its participation after presenting a memorandum for a total commitment to stopping government bombardments. This is VOA News.